Okay, Parsha Chayesara has the story of Eliezer Eved Avram going to find a wife for Yitzchak. And he goes and he does the whole trick. We know, will you give me and my camels water? Or you give me water, not only you, your camels, etc. And then when he figures out that she's the one, so he gives her bracelets, gifts, and she runs off and goes and tells her family. So the pasuk tells us, "Vatarat zanar v'tagei levedi makid var melele." She goes and tells them what happened. Well, the Rivka ach ushmo Lavan, and Rivka had a brother named Lavan. Vayaretz Lavan aleish achutz alayin, and Lavan runs outside to go see the man. And then the next pasuk tells us, "Vayikirot danezem v'tetzmidim ayidei choto," and he sees all the jewelry. Shamo divrei Rivka choto, and he hears his sister say, "Kodiber aleish." What did he tell her? You know, he said all the things that he had said, and specifically he had asked, "Do you have a place for me to stay, or for the camels to stay?" So he went out to the man. So Rashi, we know, tells us, "Vayaratz lamaratz amaratz." What's he running for? "Vahi kirot danezem." He saw the jewelry. Amar ashir huzeh. He's rich. "V'natanin ravimamon." He wanted his money. In other words, what was Lavan's intention? Somebody's coming with money. Let me go get his money. He was looking to trick him, to cheat him, to somehow acquire his money, his wealth from him. That was what Rashi tells us. The Sforno has a different take on Lavan here. First he says, why did Lavan want to go? Vayaretz Lavan Elish. They wrote, Orech Hashir, Shabalayir, Lo Lachnis Lebeito. He didn't go to invite him home and somehow make a deal. First he went just to see him. Celebrity sighting. A rich man comes to town, let me go see him. There's no politics involved in this sentence at all. But when I was a little kid, probably about 7 years old, I was skating at Wollman Rink in Manhattan. And Wollman Rink is at 59th Street in Central Park, and it's right across from the Plaza Hotel, Efiel Schwartz, I think where Trump Tower is now. And I was skating, and all of a sudden the whole rink emptied, and everybody was crowding around this one guy. And I said to somebody, "Who is that?" I know it was. And they said to me, "His name is Donald Trump." Okay, and I said, "And who's that?" "Oh, he's very rich." So everybody's going to him because he's very rich. And I watched as people were pulling out dollars and he was autographing it. So the Sforno's saying, the Rod Orech Hashir, apparently there's this draw, celebrity sighting, people have, let me go see this rich person. So he doesn't give sinister intentions to Lavan at this point. Rashi says, as soon as he saw the money, he was after his money. So the Sforno says, no. As soon as he saw the money, he says, let me go see this rich guy. And then when he sees the money, the Sforno tells us, "Vayir kerot nezem atzmidim al yideh choto, chashav she'ein ra'oy liot kafoy tova." He did us a favor. He did something good for us. He gave us jewelry. He gave us money. How can I not do something for him? As in, his interest in going out to the man now is in order to return the favor. Lavan wasn't looking to do favors. Lavan wasn't Avram running around looking for guests. And Chomayom, like we read at the beginning of last week's Parsha, how he ran, Zrizot, let me try and get some Orchim. Lavan isn't out looking for Orchim. But Lavan realizes that now that this man, whoever this man is, has done something for his sister, if he doesn't do something for him, he's going to be Kafoy Tov, an ingrate, you know, not returning a favor. And when he hears, Ukishamo et Divrei Rivka, what did Rivka ask? He needs a place to stay. He says, now I have a way of repaying the favor. He gave rings and jewelry and was nice. Now I can go invite him home. So the Sforno says, even Lavan, as bad as we think Lavan is, and we know what Chazal thought of Lavan, right? We use our Pesach Seder, one of our most important educational nights of the year, to tell everybody how Lavan was worse than Paro. Paro only wanted to kill the boys, and Lavan wanted to kill everybody. Right? We don't think highly of Lavan. And even Lavan had some kind of midah in which he was willing to say, I don't want to be a kafoy tova. It's improper. This person gave us money. It's improper for me to do that. So two lessons I got from this Sforno. One is, even from somebody who we don't think so highly of, but the world is not black and white. The world is more gray. The world is complex. So we can look and find even a fine quality among somebody who we don't think highly of. That's the first lesson. But the second lesson is the more obvious one about Kfiyat Tov, about recognizing the good. We all have so many people who do so many things for us in our lives. And just in yeshiva, you have your charutas and your roommates and your madrichim and your ramim and the whole office staff and the kitchen staff, everybody, and your parents, you know, taking care of you. And there's so much in your life. And throughout life that's going to happen. You're going to have your spouse and your family and your work. And there's going to be so much in your life where there's opportunities for Hakarat HaTov. And here we see even Lavan has some element of Kfiyat Tova. I'll tell you, Rabbeinu B'chaye points out that Lavan wasn't looking. There's a midah of Hakarat HaTov for like chesed, like Avram just going out and doing good things and looking for it. And then there's one of emet. It's true. Lavan was the emet level. He recognized it. Somebody did good for me, I have to do good for him back. Like it created a, like I had a debt. I had a, like on your tally, you put it on my tab. You had a tab. Now I owe him something. So Lavan was on that madriga. Somebody did something for him, now I owe him. Not because he was such a good person, but that's basic decency. So with that in mind, we could say, whenever we don't exhibit and express our proper Hakarat HaTov, we're even worse and less than Lavan, who we don't think highly of. So therefore, let that be our lesson. We should always have Hakarat HaTov. We should Ein Ro'oi Liot Kafoi Tova. Even Lavan knows Ein Ro'oi Liot Kafoi Tova. We should always express and have the proper Hakarat HaTov for everybody who does anything for us in our lives. Shkaf.